Our next speaker, who's a guest again to our fair city, needs no introduction. United States Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is an internationally renowned advocate for voting rights, human rights, and the strengthening of business ties between Africa and the United States. She served as Congresswoman from Georgia from 1992 to 2002 and just won her seat back in one of the most contentious House races of the 2004 election season. An election that was worth voting for in Georgia. She has been an outspoken critic against the war in Iraq and is viewed by many, nationally and internationally, and by us in the anti-war movement in Chicago, as the most courageous politician in all of the United States. While serving in Congress, her first 10 years, she introduced, fought for, and helped to pass critical legislation supporting the rights of the people over corporate interests, including the sponsorship of the Arms Transfers Code of Conduct, much needed legislation which aimed to prevent the sale of U.S. weapons to dictators, finally passing the House in June of 1997. She became one of the first members of Congress to demand a thorough investigation into the events of September 11th, and one of only two members of Congress to vote against going to war in Iraq. Because of that bravery and her challenge to the administration's rationale for war, an estimated 40,000 Republicans used crossover voting to defeat her in the Democratic primary. But now she's back, and she won her seat back with the support of the people in her district in Georgia, who know that she cares about them, who know that she cares about us. Please welcome U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
Thank you very much. It's been a long time since I've seen such a phalanx of armed men, but we're the ones who want peace. I'd also like to take this opportunity to recognize Mr. and Mrs. Lipscomb, who are here at this rally. Mrs. Lipscomb is the mother in Fahrenheit 911. Here she is. Yes. Hey, Chicago! You, the people, are the reason that her and I are standing before you now, because you know the truth. And the truth is going to bring our troops home. Thank you. She's exactly right. 2 years ago, we gathered all across America to say no to war. We were joined by people all over the planet who know that there is an alternative to war. But war is about the only option available when the real motive is to steal natural resources that belong to somebody else. Or to restack the deck in the Middle East with today's generation of coups and assassinations, following the likes of the U.S. 1949 ouster of Syria's elected government, the U.S. 1953 ouster of Iran's elected government, the U.S. 1958 landing of Marines in Lebanon, and its 1963 support for a coup in Iraq after an assassination attempt against its leader failed. The militarism we see today is nothing new. Even though some 14 countries have withdrawn their troops since March 2003, Bush tells the American people that he has no idea when the U.S. troops can expect to come home. Sadly, many of them are being forced to take matters into their own hands, with filing for conscientious objector status, forced pregnancies, disappearances, seeking asylum in Canada, and leading rallies like this one today all over America. The American people and our children over there fighting still haven't been told the real reason the United States is at war with the Iraqi people. And against the people, the U.S. war machine has turned. Thousands of Iraqis, especially children, have been killed by our sanctions and our bombs. This is an immoral and an illegal war, and we need to bring our troops home now. But instead, they laid the groundwork to expand the war and destabilize Iran, Lebanon, and Syria. Destroying Iraq isn't good enough for them. Now, nor are the million men and women in our armed services enough for them. The George Bush war machine wants you too, and they want your children. Everywhere you turn, the Pentagon is denying it wants to reinstate the draft, but at the same time, it laments that recruitment is way down. So they've turned to mercenaries, and they will increasingly be used to fight their war with your tax dollars. While reinstating the draft only feeds the war machine. In fact, we need to get military recruiters out of our high schools . They need to stop harassing our children, and the $1 billion that they spend on slick radio and TV ads and friendly and unfriendly neighborhood recruitment or offices ought to be put in the education budget so our children can go to college without going to war first. They tell us this is a war for democracy, but that's a joke, because George Bush came to power by stopping democracy at home, denying the opportunity to vote to blacks and Latinos in Florida. They built on that fine record last year with hackable voting machines that don't accurately tally our votes. And in countries like Haiti, where democracy was thriving, they arrested President Aristide and forced him at gunpoint to leave his own country. While they purport to cherish democracy, they really have a disdain for it. Democracy in Venezuela, India, Spain, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay has produced proud people willing to stand up to U.S. imperialism, coup attempts, and destabilization of their countries. And the good news is that resistance is spreading. The worse they are, the stronger we become. And worse they will become because they now also aim their sights at China and at Russia, after they finished balkanizing the Middle East. But one thing I guarantee to you and to them is that we won't be fooled. We know the truth, and we won't be stopped. So stay strong, my brothers and sisters, because we've got a lot of work to do. Thank you.